Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green, Iowa, and today is May 9th, Sunday number 6 in the Easter season. Today's first scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey God's commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey God's commandments. And God's commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the Holy Gospel according to John 15, beginning at verse 9. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. Because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our risen Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me know if this sentence sounds familiar to you. All you need is love. Or can you finish this one? Love is all you need. Despite what John Lennon and Paul McCartney might think, love is not the only thing Jesus talked about. But love is definitely on Jesus' mind in today's readings. First, though, I want to locate where we are in the story, where this gospel reading takes place, where it comes from. So, 6 weeks ago, if you're watching this on Sunday, we celebrated Easter Sunday. And the book of Acts says that after Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to his disciples, speaking about the kingdom of God over a period of 40 days. Then he ascended into heaven. So, 40 days after Easter is this Thursday, which is Ascension Day. Then a week and a half later, we get to Pentecost, penta meaning 50 days after Passover / Easter. When the Holy Spirit shows up at Pentecost and the church really gets started. Here's the challenge, though. The Bible doesn't really tell us what Jesus taught the disciples in that time between Easter and Pentecost, or between Easter and Ascension. So, for these in-between weeks of the Easter season, our appointed gospel readings jump back to John 15, where Jesus is teaching about abiding in our Heavenly Father's love. We continue right where we left off last week, and I know some of you watched, and if you didn't watch, I encourage you to go back and watch that sermon. But we left off with Jesus talking about how he is the vine, and we are the branches. And to bear good fruit, we need to stay connected to the vine. To do good works and make a difference in this world, we need to stay connected to Jesus. And I think it's important to realize where this teaching comes from, when Jesus is giving it to his disciples. John 15 is not in those weeks after the resurrection before Pentecost. It's actually right before the crucifixion. Here's a quick outline of John's gospel. The first chapter of John, John 1, is the prologue, John's beautiful Christmas story about the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. And then by the end of chapter 1, Jesus has been baptized, and he's called his disciples. Then the next 10 chapters, John 2 through 11, are Jesus' public ministry, the stuff Jesus does, his teaching, healing, other miracles, all that. Then chapter 12 in John is the Palm Sunday story, where Jesus triumphantly enters into Jerusalem. Chapter 13 is Jesus washing his disciples' feet at the Last Supper. And then, on the same night in which he was betrayed, sitting there after they've shared the meal together, there are four chapters of Jesus teaching. And the thing is, Jesus knows this is the last time he's going to be with his disciples before his death. He knows how hard those next few days are going to be for them, how hard it's going to be for them to watch him die. So he gives them the best encouragement he can. And then he spends all of chapter 17 praying for them. We'll hear some of that farewell prayer next week. But in this farewell address, with the very limited time he has left with his followers, look where Jesus' focus is. Love. Jesus does not spend this time on detailed theological propositions or arguing philosophical proofs or debating details of God's law. He simply tells them to love one another as he has loved them. All those other things are important, but when in doubt, the baseline is love. Love is all you need. And he only gives them one example here of what love looks like. In verse 13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." That's the greatest form of love, right? To give up your life for someone. And that works on at least two levels when Jesus says it, right? Literally, Jesus is about to lay down his life for his friends, for us. He's about to be crucified. The next day, he's going to give up his life as the ultimate expression of love, to receive in his body the consequences of sin. I read earlier this week that when Martin Luther, 500 years ago, was asked how he pictured God, Luther answered, "When I think of God, I think of a man hanging on a tree." The cross is where we look when we want to see what God looks like, what God is like, God's nature, because the cross is the clearest, most profound, most obvious picture of love imaginable. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, God with us, Jesus lays down his life willingly, out of love. He stretches out his arms to the world on the cross. He sacrifices himself to show us how much God truly loves the world God has made, how much God loves you and me. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Love one another as I have loved you. But of course, love does not only look like literally dying, so it works on another level too. Laying down your life for another includes anything that you do selflessly, anything that you do to benefit someone else rather than yourself. Your life is finite. So if you take 10 minutes to run an errand, say 10 minutes to run into the grocery store and grab something for your neighbor, well, it might not feel like you're shortening your life, but those 10 minutes are gone. And of course, none of us know how many we have left. So you can't get those 10 minutes back. You can't get that time that you spent back. It's a sacrifice. If you give money to help someone else, well, money is on some level really a stand-in for time, right? So you're giving of yourself. You can't show love without giving something up, whether it's time or money or effort or attention. That's not a bad theme, of course, for Mother's Day or for Father's Day, but you don't need to be a parent to understand. Love involves sacrifice. So with the limited time that he has, Jesus tells us to give of ourselves, to share the love we've been given. And then he puts in another detail, one that I think is one of the most important phrases in the Bible. After he tells the disciples that they are his friends, and there's a whole lot we can unpack there too, right? What does it mean for God to call you friend? How does it change the way that you think about God to know that God calls you friend? But after he tells the disciples that he has called them friends, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." That's important. That's essential. There's a lot of intellectual work, of course, that we can do to study God and unpack theology and learn about God through logic and reason and philosophy. We can try to reason our way to God. But ultimately, all of our best efforts to do that all of our best efforts to understand God by looking at the world, looking at the creation, looking at ourselves, all our attempts to think our way to God are going to fall short. You can't prove God exists. Our finite human minds are incapable of comprehending an infinite God. But God chose us. God comes to us. In Jesus Christ, God chooses to be revealed to you. God wants to be found. God shows you love beyond comprehension. And in response, we love. We obey God's commandments as the Holy Spirit enables us. The Holy Spirit draws us to faith, and we love because God first loved us. We bear fruit, good fruit, fruit that will last. Our call is not to understand everything and to get everything right. Don't get me wrong. Understanding is important. Theology matters. We need to keep studying and learning and questioning. But all of that is in service to the fundamental command Jesus gives us. Love as we have been loved. Do what Jesus tells us to do. Lay down your life. Give of yourself. Serve others. All you need is love. Abide in your Heavenly Father's love for you. Amen. Well, if you'd like to support our congregation financially, to give in that way, give of yourself in that way, we would appreciate your contributions, certainly. You can donate online at www.stpetergreen.com/giving, or you can mail or drop off a check at the church office, and thank you for your generosity. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.